Jesse returned to his office to make the kind of call he dreaded. Although he had no patience for haters, how can you hate people you've never met? Jesse didn't relish the thought of telling yet another father that his son was dead, regardless of the circumstances. But the circumstances of John Vanderkamp's death couldn't be ignored, and they weren't going to make the conversation he was about to have any easier. There had been some debate about who was going to make the call, Weld, Lundquist, or Jesse. But in the end, Weld deferred to Jesse, trying to make it sound as if she was somehow bowing to his authority or doing him a favor. "No, Chief Stone, it's your jurisdiction. My interest is in the righteousness of the shoot, and to see that Mr. Vanderkamp's rights were not violated. Notification of the family would still be your responsibility." "Uh-huh." Jesse wasn't sure how that worked. How was he supposed to keep his distance from the investigation while handling what promised to be a pretty ugly situation? Wells' largesse didn't end there. "And, Chief, I'm going to need to use your people to canvass the area and take witness statements. I can't get my people in here until tomorrow morning." Jesse pulled out the old bottle drawer and stared into the empty space as he dialed. Someone picked up on the first ring. "Hello?" said the voice on the other end of the line. "Is this Leon Oscar Vanderkamp?"
"Yes."
Jesse hesitated for a second. This wasn't how these conversations went. Usually, people would demand Jesse identify himself, or ask if this was a solicitation of some kind, but not Vanderkamp. "My name is Jesse Stone. I'm chief of the Paradise, Massachusetts PD."
"Yes."
"Do you have a son named John W. Vanderkamp, age 22, of Oswego, New York?"
"Yes."
"I'm afraid I have some bad news for you about your son."
"Yes."
There it was again, or rather, there it wasn't. No questions, no shriek or howl in anticipation, just one chilly syllable. It reminded Jesse of how cops were trained to testify in court. Only answer the questions posed as tersely as possible, never elaborate. "He was killed this evening in a shooting incident in town. I'm sorry for your loss. We'll need you to..." The line went dead. When Jesse attempted to call back, he got voicemail. People had a right to react to events however they wanted to, but Jesse couldn't escape the sense that something wasn't right.